Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, our reorganization meeting for January 2nd, 2022. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance and provision of the open public meeting law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask for, before we do the invocation, can I ask for a moment of silence for the people who lost their lives today in that fire in Philadelphia? Thank you. Can we have the invocation from Pastor Cedric Brown of Commitment Community Church?
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
All right.
Everyone, please put the phones on mute.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege to be here this evening. As just was mentioned, God, by your sovereign grace, we're here because there's so many people who have gone through so many tragic events over the last 20 plus months. And God, I thank you for the opportunity just to play a small part in this community, which I love and our church loves. And I pray through your matchless grace and the power of the Holy Spirit that you just give everyone the wisdom to lead this community well, in a way that is honoring to your name, in a way that is helpful to those who which live in this community. And God, you love Lindenwall, and you love the people in it, you love the people who serve it. And God, I pray that in 2022, Lord, we will have a year that is successful, a year that is honoring to your name, a year that is propelling us into the future and into the next generation, even for children yet unborn. So God, I pray again that you would just endow your public servants with supernatural wisdom to lead well, lead with all grace and compassion and urgency in accomplishing those things you place within our hearts to do. So Lord, we love you. We thank you again for the opportunity to move forward into the future. And God, we're so thankful that we're here to even speak of the future as we look back on the many people that lost their lives. Lord, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to serve this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 At this time, I'd like to recognize the elected officials. Unfortunately, I can't see who's there. So if you would just state your name and your position for the record, and if you have anything you'd like to say, now's the time to say it.
Mayor, this is Donald Warfrost. How are you today?
How are you, sir? Good to hear you.
Good. Good to be here again. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy and healthy new year, given the challenges that we've had, not one, but almost 2 years into this pandemic. We've lost people we've loved, but somehow we've continued, because of the great country we are, to work together. But we certainly understand the frustrations. Especially going through another holiday season with numbers now that are rivaling any time in our history in terms of hospitalization. We are very much still in it as much as we are ready to be out of it. When people needed help, we were there, speaking from the federal government, the vaccines in the arms, the money in the pocket, basically back to school, and most importantly, the opportunity to go back to work, which has been such a challenge. The American Rescue Plan was historic for Lindenwall and many other communities. Almost $1.7 million to the Lindenwall government, and just shy of $10 million for the schools. we know that money was much needed to make sure that there was an environment where people would go and be safe, whether it's schools or the challenges of running a local government. And we finally got our infrastructure bill done. $13.5 billion for New Jersey. And I'm sure everybody on this call has a project that they want to make sure that they are funded. So I am your partner. That's why I love when you all are coming back. We all row in the same direction. You know, when we turn on the TV and see some of the challenges, particularly in Washington, as I leave tomorrow morning, a year ago, we were all hoping for a different outcome than we had an insurrection. Incredible. I still have a tough time believing what happened. But the idea of Americans not working together, we understand what a democracy is. But more importantly, we can disagree and do it respectfully. And that's what I love about my district. We can do that. So for those of you who are serving, thank you for your time. For those of you who are serving your families, thank you for sharing them with us. There's a lot of lost moments when that occurs. With that, Mayor, I will yield back. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else?
Mayor, this is Chairman Ian Mosley. I would like to congratulate Cheryl Randolph Sharp and Odessa Patton on a job well done. I am so looking forward to them serving the community of Lindenwald, and I would like to wish everyone a happy and safe 2022. Thank you.
Okay, elected officials, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mayor, this is Assemblyman Paul Moriarty. I just wanted to wish you and every member of council a happy new year, and thank you all so much for your service to your community. I can't think of a more challenging time to be an elected official, to be a leader of a community. This has been very difficult these last 2 years, and I thank you all for stepping up to the plate and being a steady having steady hands on the wheel and guiding Lindenwald through these troubled times. And in the past, you know, I've often told the story of bringing my daughter to a reorganization meeting when she was young, and she said to me, "Dad, please don't bring me back to any more of these. They're so boring." And I said to her, "Well, that's the excitement about a reorganization meeting, the fact that it is boring, the fact that we transfer power without any violence, that we transfer power seamlessly, and that is the American way, and that is the exciting thing about what we do." I have to rethink that after January 6th right. of last year, and I have to say that we need to double down in our efforts to maintain democracy and maintain order, and these are challenging times. And things that we take for granted, democracy, are not always going to be there if we don't prevail and we don't do our part to make sure that there are, that there will be, you know, a nonviolent transfer of power, at our local levels, at our state levels, and our federal levels. So I thank you again for your commitment and your dedication and your devotion. And I look forward to swearing in Cheryl Randolph Sharp, who has served honorably for almost 2 decades. Just amazing, her commitment to her community. And I look forward to doing that. And thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Any other elected officials? But I don't want to miss anybody. All right, with that being said, we'll do the presentation of the oath of elections, the certificates of elections.
Can you hold it up?
And then we'll have the swearing in of Cheryl Randolph Sharp. Okay, Paul, are you ready?
I am ready.
We're ready.
Are you ready, Cheryl?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Council President?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
If you would raise your right hand, put your left hand on the Bible, and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Cheryl Randolph Sharp.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear a true faith.
That I will bear a true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further. That's not only swear.
I do further. I do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Of the office.
Of the office.
Of council person.
Of council person.
In the borough of Lindenwald.
In the borough of Lindenwald.
Camden County.
Camden County.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Congressman, are you ready?
I am.
You can.
Are you?
I'm just moving the phone. Hold on one second, because you can hear it.
Hello, Congressman Odessa.
I'm feeling well. You ready for this?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. If you would place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand, and let me know when you're ready.
Ready? Yes, I'm ready.
I state your name.
I, Odessa Patton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Councilwoman.
Of the office of councilwoman.
In the borough of Lindenwald.
In the borough of Lindenwald.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you, Assemblyman. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Huss.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Patton.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
Councilwoman Cheryl Randolph Sharp.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Resolution 2022:1, appointment of municipal solicitor, David Capazzi. Entertain a motion, please.
Okay. make a motion to appoint David Fazzi as our solicitor. Can you hear me? Did you hear that?
And a second, please.
Second.
Ooh, everybody seconded. Roll call, just for the heck of it.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lukowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Okay, next up, consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindenwold and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will remove consent from the consent agenda and will be considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2022:2 through 2022:68.
I make a motion for resolution agenda items 2022:2, 2022:68.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2022-69, hiring of police officers. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the hiring of police officers.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions on the motion? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilwoman Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Next, elect council president. Do I have any nominations for council president?
I'd like to nominate Cheryl Randolph Sharp for council president.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Are there any other nominations?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing none, close the nominations and entertain a motion. She can't make her own motion.
Yeah, I can't make my own motion, so.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys.
I'll make Randolph Sharp.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
All right. Before I open up the council, I just want to let everybody on council know that we're going to try to have our next meeting on the 26th live again. So hold your reports until next month. But if you have anything you'd like to say now, I'm going to open to the council, starting with Jody Domenico. Councilman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I want to congratulate
Council
President.
Where'd
you go?
I'm losing you, Joe.
Can you hear me?
No.
No. Sound like you're far away.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to congratulate Councilwoman Odessa Patton, Councilman Walter Lankowski, and Council President Randolph Sharp. I also want to wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe New Year. I want to thank all the borough workers. You did a phenomenal job this year, as you always do, and I thank you for your service. I also would like to thank my wife for standing behind me for this final year. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I just want to congratulate Cheryl and Odessa on their thing today. This is, you know, congratulations and welcome aboard, Odessa.
Thank you.
And look forward to a good year. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council President. Sorry. Yeah.
Leave me for last. Let everybody else go. I'll go last.
Did I say you have something
you'd like to say? Yeah, I
have Sandy's stuff. Hold on. Well, Sandy's down here. I'm looking at the board, so I can see where.
I won't keep you long. I'll try not to anyway. First, I am thankful, and I hope my heart and my words are acceptable in God's sight right now. I am grateful through the people of Lindenwald to serve in the community that I treasure with all of my heart. Thank you, Congressman Norcross, for taking the time out to swear me in, and thank you for everyone on the line. Thank you to my beloved husband, Eric, and my awesome children, Elijah and Naya, for existing and for your love and support. You're truly God's most precious gift. To my family here, my Aunt Ellen is here today, and those at home, my mom Kathy and my aunts and uncles, thank you for your love and guidance all of my life. And to the people near and far who helped make this day possible, notably Democratic Chair Ian Mosley, Vice Chair Pastor Poley, and the entire Lindenwald Democratic Committee and Club, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And to Mayor Roach, President Sharp, the Council, Mr. Capozzi, Debbie, and all the public servants who serve Lindenwald, please accept my sincere thank you. I look forward to doing my part in making a difference in this town as you all do each and every day. Lately, mankind has been through a lot as a collective, and if we learn anything, its uncertainty is very certain. Still, I have faith that our Creator will continue to hold a rainbow in the cloud for us. Unfortunately, there are countless troubles that I can list over the past 2 years, but something Mr. Fred Rogers' mother told him that helped me through this uncertain time, and I always remember, and that's to look for the helpers. And I found people in so many ways creating positive impact in Lindenwald, and for me, that has been the most valuable takeaway from this experience. And not to keep you very long, I just want to close and paraphrase a passage by my favorite public figure, as President Jimmy Carter. Something he said in 1979, I was 3 years old, but it still rings true today. And he said that little by little, we can and we must rebuild our confidence. We can spend until we empty our treasures and we may summon all the wonders of science, but we can succeed if we tap into our greatest resources. And that's Lindenwald's people, Lindenwald's values, and Lindenwald's confidence. I have seen the strength of us and inexhaustible resources of our people. In the days to come, let us renew that strength. In closing, let me say this. I will do my best, but I will not do it alone. Let your voice be heard. Whenever you have a chance, say something good about our town. With God's help and for the sake of our town, it is time for us to join hands in Lindenwald. Let us commit ourselves together to a rebirth of the community spirit. Working together with our common faith, we cannot fail. Thank you. Have a
I'd like to congratulate Cheryl and Odessa on their swearing in today. I'd like to thank Congressman Don Norcross and some important minority for swearing in our council people. And I'd like to wish everybody 12 months of happiness, 52 weeks of laughter, 365 days of success, 8,760 hours of good health, 525,600 minutes of blessing, and 31,536 seconds of joy and prosperity. And also, just a reminder for everyone to cast your mail and ballot for the new building project on the bond referendum for the schools, and that's due before January 25th. That's all, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sinema.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to congratulate Cheryl and Odessa on the swearing in today. Odessa, welcome to the team. If there's anything I can do to help you, please reach out to me. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy new year. And I've been reporting on COVID since the very beginning, and I'm praying that 2022 is the year it goes away. Remember to get your booster shot if you haven't got it, and your vaccine if you still never got it yet, you can still get it. It's still available. And have a good night. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. All right. I just have a couple of quick things.
One is that...
What happened, man?
I'm sorry.
I just wasn't gonna go after you. So, I just wanna thank, that's okay. Happy New Year to everyone. I wanna thank Paul Moriarty for swearing me in. I think he swore me in the second time, and he's done so, I think every term, almost. So, Paul, thank you for that. Eleanor Cross, our congressman, thank you for serving our great state of New Jersey and, representing us well. Continue the hard work in Washington. I know it's not easy up there. To all, everyone that supported me and encouraged me and everything, I just really want to say thank you for that, for the phone calls, the door knocking, the mailers, whatever it is that you did. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Odessa and Walter, I welcome you both to our council. Please feel free to reach out at any time. No question is a crazy question. So we are here to work together as a team. So knowledge is no good if it's just you, if you're the only person that has the knowledge. That doesn't work for me. So, and I thank you guys again for allowing me to be your council president. It's an honor to serve the community of Lindenwald. We have great employees that are dedicated, great people that are dedicated, that have really set down roots in this community, and we appreciate it. Our stakeholders, our faith partners in town, our nonprofits that go out of their way to make sure that our people are fed and clothed and are aware of the resources that are available to them. I'd like to thank you. And most of all, I'd like to thank my family for their incredible support. The last year and a half have been, you know, it's been an interesting one. We dealt with COVID, and then I also found out that I had cancer and had to deal with having cancer surgery and radiation in the midst of COVID, and it's a very interesting experience to be in the hospital during that time. And I thank God for his healing. And if you know anyone that's going through that, you know, just try to encourage them. Say a prayer for them. See if you can do something to help them. And it is certainly true. You never know what a person's going through. So before you kick someone or stab them in the back or whisper something inappropriately about them, you don't know what they're going through. So I just ask that, you know, this year that we go back to practicing kindness to each other. We're all in this together. And there's no benefit to kicking people in their back and tearing people down. So I hope everyone has a great year. Look forward to serving you. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask, mm-hmm. Ms. Thompson has something she'd like to say?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes. Well, I would just like to say congratulations, President Cheryl Randolph Sharpe. I look forward to continuing to work with you. And I just want to also say congratulations and welcome to the family, Councilwoman Odessa Patton, and I'm looking forward to working with you as well.
Thank you.
And I also want to take the opportunity to thank all of council for your service and for your commitment to this great town of Lindenwald. And with that, I just want to wish everyone a happy new year filled with much peace, love, good health, and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Can I get in the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I just have a couple of little things to say. One, since everybody have a happy new year, please. Welcome, Odessa. Congratulations on returning, Cheryl.
Yes.
And congratulations on becoming council president again.
Thank you.
And thank you once again to Congressman Norcross and Assemblyman Paul Moriarty for their participation. Also to Pastor Cedric Brown for his participation tonight. But the big thing I want to talk about and just let everybody know that I'm about to sign is a certificate of completion for the Arborwood Redevelopment Zone. This is a certificate of completion that I'm going to sign. It's now called Pinewood Estates.
Oh,
and
Estates.
And I'd just like to say thank you, Council, and thank you for everybody
yes.
for working so hard on putting this all together. And
20 years in the making.
At least. So thank you very much, and you guys are here to witness me signing.
Yes. Oh, wait, let me get it. Oh, hold it. Hold it. Let's get a picture. Hold on. Do like the president does where they, you know, act like you're signing it. Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Time with the state.
Time with the states, we like that.
All right, at this time, we're open to the public for any questions or comments. Please realize that there is not going to be an open to council after this. We're going to move right into payment of bills. So if you have something you'd like to say, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record, take yourself off mute, and it's your turn. Anyone from the public?
Well...
Is anyone from the public?
I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Don Garcia Carter.
That's my sister-in-law.
From Dallas, Texas. Cheryl, is that her?
We can hear you.
Wonderful sister in law. Hello?
We can hear you, Mark.
Okay, good. And so we just say we are extremely honored and proud of Cheryl. She is genuine in the country and genuine with you all. We love her and we know that she is going to really be a great, continues to be a great president. And we are grateful to have her in our family. We're grateful that for this wonderful acknowledgement today.
This is Don Clark. Nigel Priestley would not have picked a better person to run to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl is truly honorable. She holds true to her word. And she is very special. And so we hope to get well with her. And she, in fact, will lead the council very well. God bless. Happy New Year.
Yes.
From Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public. Entertain a motion for payment of bills, please.
I'd like to make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and signed be approved for payment.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sennett?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on the 26th.
You need me to write the sign of the address here?